Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, we've talked many times before about the happiest people among us. And you may think that the happiest people are those that have the most money, live in the greatest houses, drive the greatest cars, but that's not the case at all. Matter of fact, that has very little to do with their overall happiness. A little bit shocking to hear that, but true. And you may think it's the people that live in the greatest locations, right? With great weather and, you know, places like Hawaii or Florida or Southern California. But that's not it either. What makes people truly happy and what we find in the happiest people are those people with strong relationships. And by relationships, we're not just talking about the relationship with their significant other. We're talking about social bonds. And social bonds are the single biggest driver of happiness. And yet when I look around at all the people I know, I see so many people that sabotage those social bonds that they have. And one of the ways they do it is by putting their viewpoints, putting their values on other people and expecting other people to do as they would do in that same situation. And I can't help to think about a cousin of mine who always had problems with people, always seemed to be fighting with somebody. And it was always a situation where, can you believe that this person did that? Can you believe that this person showed up to a really nice dinner party and didn't even bring a bottle of wine? Right? And all of a sudden, we villainize that other person because, you know, maybe they never didn't grow up in an environment where they understood social etiquette. You know, maybe they just had some kind of other extenuating circumstance where they couldn't do whatever it is that the expectation was for them to do. But so often you see people just putting their values on others. And all of a sudden, if they don't meet up to those expectations, well, we're going to not talk to that person anymore, or we're going to think differently of that person. But somehow we've got to put a label on it. And that all stems from judgment. Right? We're judging other people and we're holding them to the same standards that we hold ourselves or our close friends to, or anyone in our social group. And if they don't meet up, well, then all of a sudden we've got a problem with them. And now we start to put barriers down. And now all of a sudden, this thing that we should be really focused on, that single biggest driver of happiness, that social bond, there becomes a splinter in that social bond because of something that's in our mind or some expectation that we have for people. And the other thing we do is we just get in our own way often. Somebody doesn't treat us the way we want to be treated. Something happens. We have an argument and all of a sudden we let things splinter again instead of just moving past it and forgiving people. Life is too short. And I've said this again many times, you don't know when your last day is going to be. And this idea of standing on ceremony with people and not forgiving people and going through life angry at somebody because of something that was done in the past. I'm not saying there aren't situations that merit being angry at someone. But what I am saying is that, you know, if you truly want to be happy in life, focus on the social bond and focus on fixing some of those issues that you've had over time. So if you have people that you're not talking to, especially close people like family members, you know, what would happen if you found out they were diagnosed with an illness and they had a couple of weeks to live? Would you bury the hatchet then and go see them and make amends with them? And those are the types of questions you have to ask yourself. Or if you were given 2 weeks to live, would you then talk to those people, or would you go to your grave angry? And the point is that anger festers within all of us. And if you're angry with somebody, you're holding something in and it's influencing your overall happiness in a negative way. So why would you let yourself get there? But my point is stop trying to put your values on other people. Stop trying to have expectations and stop being angry at people if you can do it. If it's a major deal, if there's something that they really did that was catastrophically bad, then maybe I understand that. But at some point, you have to either A, let it go, or B, forgive them. Because if you don't, that anger is going to continue to fester inside you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, just want you to think about those people that you may have maybe holding some animosity toward. See if you can let it go. See if you can forgive them. Put yourself in that situation. If you or they had 2 weeks to live, would you be conducting yourself the same way you are now? Would you be holding that anger the way you are now? And if the answer to that question is no, pick up the phone, send an email, go visit them, reach out, bury the hatchet. At the end of the day, the happiest people are those people that have the strongest social bonds. Do everything in your power to retain those social bonds, especially for those people that are very important to you.